Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission proud to support the work of OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver as he looks for that next great variety coming out of the OSU wheat breeding program. We talked with Dr. Carver recently about that process that he takes to get to that right variety.
They've got to be able to take stress. You know, what we have to deal with in Oklahoma, and stress can mean a lot of different things. Of course, we've been dealing with a lot of drought stress, and so I've actually looked at that. You can pick them out by eyeball. Of course, then we have to use the numbers. We get the numbers in the summer, and I really go over through that. There's about 6 weeks in the summer where I just try to hide, just immerse myself in all the data, because I want to match that data with what I see in the field, you know, and I have some expectations. Some of those aren't ever met, but sometimes they are, and that's when you know you've got something good. But drought stress and disease stress and grazing stress, just anything that we can throw at it. And that's why it takes us a little bit more time than I think than most programs to arrive at a final product.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
We had some cooler temperatures over the weekend, but now it is just back to being hot. At the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's convention and trade show, I caught up with Wes Lee from the Oklahoma Mesonet about how this year's La Nina has moved out and El Nino is moving in.
That's typically an impact only upon our cooler months. So sometime September, October through about March or April. So, you know, we've been relatively wet the last 2 or 3 months here in Oklahoma, but we can't really attribute that to El Nino that has taken over that weather pattern this year. But we are looking forward to, if it continues to strengthen and persist, hopefully we will have a wetter than normal fall and winter and spring next year that we've not had for the last 3 years. You know, that La Nina weather pattern, the girl pattern, we actually had 3 winters in a row, triple dip. That's kind of rare for us to have that 3 years in a row. We're looking forward to an El Nino year, which tends to give us some of our better weather conditions for some of our major crops like winter wheat.
At the moment, Lee said soil moisture is in pretty good shape.
Overall, our soil moisture is in about as good a shape as it could be for the summertime months here. So if we can continue to get just a normal rainfall from now to fall planting time, we hopefully will have some better crops this fall than we've had. Better germination rates, better stands of wheat, canola, those cool season crops, and finishing out our hay and summer crops, you know, on a positive note is what we're looking forward to.
Talk a little bit just about how important this soil moisture is going to be to our ag producers.
Right. You know, it's kind of like money in the bank in there. So it's nice to have rain, but it's really getting that moisture in the ground where the crops, the root systems can use it and be a benefit to us. So we have a lot of different methods that we determine soil moisture, or we present soil moisture information to the public. We have soil sensors at 2, 4, 10, and 24 inches down into the soil at each one of our 120 sites. And the vast majority of them are in really good shape for July, you know, to be. Now, we do have some really high evapotranspiration rates this time of year. So if the rain was to totally shut off for a month or two, those soil moisture levels would evaporate fairly quickly. But as we mentioned, I'm pretty optimistic going into the latter part of summer and to fall with having those reserves, those bank accounts either full or looking good, especially compared to the last couple of years.
To hear my complete conversation with Wes Lee at the Oklahoma Mesonet, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.